views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled beyond belief to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for operating this carousel, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in. If you tuned in last week, alas, I had no voice, and so I asked Benny to put up a repeat show. While my voice is not 100% back to normal after being sick with the winter cold that's going around, I hope not to cough and sniffle over the next hour. So today I'm here all hour doing readings for you. If you've been struggling with a decision, not just sure what to do and would like additional guidance, clarity, and insight, or perhaps you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose or finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation, we can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. With 2018 just around the corner, perhaps you're looking to make a New Year's resolution and would like some guidance on navigating that journey. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wanting you to be happy, wanting you to succeed, and cheering you on. So there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. Today, I will be doing a not one, not two, but a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. The phone lines, they are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and today I will be using the Rider-Waite deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can look the cards up online to take a look at them, but I will also describe them. When you call, I will be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat, and while we're talking, I will be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll fan the cards face down in front of me, and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically literally stick to my fingers, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Also, they're just cards. They're just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you whatsoever. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. A reading is like a visual representation of the little voice inside that we're just always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work and my interpretation of the reading, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they've got it as momentum and they're working only half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, you're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is not my role whether you should be singing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you with your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. It's sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I did not put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't even determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that's perhaps unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60 to 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it is just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site, EliteTarot.com, that's ElitetarotT.com, or, of course, MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, New Year's Eve parties, you name it. Well, I am going to just take a little bit of some hot tea and rest the voice for a few minutes. When we come back, we've got readings to do. Again, today I'm going to be doing a 3-card tarot card reading. First card representing the current situation. Second card representing something challenging or blocking you. Third card representing advice. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Good morning.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years, and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a four-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Good morning, sunshine. The earth says hello.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in getting a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Before we get into the first call, I thought I would just talk a little bit, continue talking rather, about what I was talking about a couple weeks ago, which was the scary looking cards. We're coming off of the Halloween season, which is always a time when tarot becomes in the news. And so I thought I wanted to talk about those scary looking cards, because whenever I have a client, they say, I've heard about those scary cards. I don't want those scary cards to come up. So even though tarot definitely has some scary looking cards, they are anything but. A few weeks ago, I talked about the quintessential scary-looking card, Death, which has nothing to do with death and everything to do with change. And I also had just started talking about the Tower card, another scary-looking card, but I didn't really get a chance to talk too much about it. So I thought I would talk about that Tower card and also talk about the Devil card if we get to it. So as a reminder, the Tower card is card number 15. And this is quite the ominous looking card when it appears in the reading. In fact, the other day I was asked for guidance on navigating an interview, and this card appeared. So it's definitely kind of has its shock value attached to it. This card can come up in times of major changes. A move, graduation, promotion, loss of a job, death in the family, birth in the family. They all might be examples of times when this card makes an appearance. Notice that I have said both positive as well as sad occasions, as feelings of being at the mercy of the universe can feel the same for all types of situations. The Tower card marks a sudden shift of energy, which can lead to understandably anxious feelings. Even if the shift is one that has been planned and expected, it can still be a tremendous shock when it actually happens. It's that feeling of, oh, here we go. You know, in the Tower card, the sky is pitch black, except for a few storm cards hovering ominously above. A giant bolt of lightning has come down from the sky, hitting a tall gray tower. The effect of this lightning bolt is threefold. First, it topples over a beautiful gold crown that has rested above the tower. Second, it sets the entire tower on fire and uproots this structure in irreparable ways. And finally, the fire and uprooted building have caused two individuals to be ejected from the tower. As they fall into the darkness below, which we cannot see, they have looks of terror on their faces. So, yeah, this is most definitely a shocking card when it comes up. But let's take a look at it in pieces. First of all, lightning strikes the ground, which sends the crown to the ground. Even if the shift is for something positive, such as graduation or promotion, it can still be a shock when a feeling of comfort and perhaps even mastery is now suddenly taken away. You may be fantastic at your job, yet when you're promoted, nobody knows who you are. You're having to learn all the new things, and you can't easily rest on the laurels of past successes. You may have been a top student at school, yet once you graduate, you're having to prove yourself in all new ways, which can make you long for the days in school where people automatically listened when you said something. When lightning strikes the tower, it sets it on fire, which causes the tower to fall to the ground. This also can be a shock. If you have a baby, which is a joyous experience, there's a bit of a, about the fact that you have everything that you have known in the past is forever changed. Finally, the two individuals who are plunged from the tower are understandably freaked out. I look at this as the two parts of the self. At the time of the shift, they have no idea if they are falling 4 inches or into a bottomless pit. Are they falling into a pile of marshmallows and money, or are they falling into the jaws of a snarling lion? We can't see the depth and breadth of the fall, so we feel the angst just along with the two energies. There's a great phrase that talks to this part of the card, and that, I can't cure normal. This card says it is perfectly okay to feel unsettled during this time. And in fact, if you try to temper it down, it can actually lead to feeling even more unsettled. When I did crisis intervention for the police, I would often go into a person's worst nightmare with a sudden, unexpected death. During training, we were told that one of the most unhelpful phrases to say at this time, when emotions were raw and unprocessed, was that everything's going to be okay. Yet, it's a phrase we automatically say as we want to say something. We want to be helpful. While the phrase is most likely very accurate and can be very calming and soothing later on once the internal processing has taken place, at this key juncture when major change, either positive or challenging, is in the process of taking place, having a person swallow the unprocessed feelings is not necessarily the best thing. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings, the fear, sadness, anxiety, angst, so that you can actually get to the next card in the tarot, which is card number 16, the Star, which is the calm after the storm. Where the tower falls in the spread is just as important as the card itself. The spread, as you may remember, is actually the layout of the cards on the ground. For example, today we're doing a three-card spread. So where that tower would fall in the spread is super important. If the tower comes up in the core position, it talks about all the changes taking place that are shockingly definitive, which is causing current anxiety. If the card comes up in the root cause or past situation, it talks about the fact that from an energy perspective, we're holding on to the turbulence of the past and unsure or unable on how to move on from all the change. Now, if the card is turned over in the incoming energy card, people can feel a little nervous, yet I always remind people that there should be no surprises in a tarot card reading. If the tarot card is coming up in that future position, it just alludes to the natural progression of the energy that's taking place organically around us. The key in this case is to give yourself permission to be gentle with yourself during this time of change and not get too caught up too much in the strategic planning for the future when it appears. Finally, one key aspect of the Tower card is the idea of liberation. Let's say you've lived in a house for years and have a natural attachment to it. Yet, as your needs grow, your desire to enlarge, renovate, and update your home grows. So, the plan is to tear down the current house and build something even greater on the same lot. All this is super positive action. Yet, when the older house is being demolished, it's bound to bring up feelings of sadness and anxiety, even if intellectually you know this is for something even better. In the card, as the tower is forever being destroyed, it leads the way for something even greater to be built. In the card, the tower is gray with very few windows, not even a door or any embellishments. Yet, it was home. As the two individual energies fall, as the tower falls, we can choose with power to see this as a time of destruction or a time of liberation, and the start of a new, even better chapter of our journey. The feelings, though, are still going to be the same. Well, time for another hot tea break. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah!
check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
I love that song. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Today we are talking scary cards, as well as I am here to do readings for you. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Before the break, I was talking about the Tower card, which is card number 16. It's a 15 is kind of scary looking. But I thought I would talk a little bit about the Devil card. The Death and the Tower card, alas, are not the only scary looking cards in the deck. We also have the Devil card. Now, just as the Death card has nothing to do with death, the Devil card has nothing to do with the symbol of the devil. The Devil card just talks about willful compromise. You may have heard the phrase, making a deal with the devil, or the phrase, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. This card talks about that. Now, when this card comes up, while it certainly looks unappealing, it is not necessarily a negative card. And it can actually be a card of freedom and power. If you take a job for money, you might say, I'm making a deal with the devil, knowing that this is an analogy to the fact that you're getting benefit from taking this job, even though it is not with a person you like or a company that matches your belief structure or does not allow you the opportunity to grow. This was in your knowledge prior to accepting the job. It was a willful compromise. There's no judgment. Sometimes it's the best decision to make. However, so often people knowingly enter a willful compromise and then put energy towards being frustrated or sad or angry that the situation is not yielding something more authentic. While it's perfectly understandable to be frustrated, sad, or angry at the situation. It's an ineffective use of energy to put forth those emotions towards an employer, since this was a willful compromise from day one. Rather, the Devil card highlights the need to redirect that energy into something that yields joy separate from the willful compromise. If you enter into a willful compromise, know that you are not getting certain things. So it's important that you look to how you can honor yourself, perhaps through alternate ways. Now, in the Devil card, the card is dominated with a picture of a scary-looking devil energy. As if that's not scary enough, there are two individuals who are chained to this devil entity with chains around their heads. The two individuals, which I see as yin and yang, masculine and feminine energy, right brain, left brain, are nude, and nudity often represents in tarot unconditional self-acceptance. At first glance, this looks like a pretty scary situation. However, when looking more closely at the chains, one can see that the chains are bigger than their heads, and the expressions on the faces show absolutely no discomfort. They have willfully chosen to associate themselves with the entity. However, they can remove the chains whenever they want. While they always have that power, for right now, however, they are willfully binding themselves to a place where they cannot be authentic. As I said before, nudity often talks about unconditional self-acceptance. And yet when chained to the devil in this card, they're not able to be fully authentic. So how can this possibly be a positive card? Well, there are other benefits that are getting that temporarily. Let me start that sentence again. There are other benefits that they're getting that are temporarily more important than being authentic. While this card certainly looks unsettling, it is not one about power dominating the individual, but rather the individual choosing to compromise certain needs and wants within a clear structure for sound reasons until they choose to no longer do that. Let's say you have a great desire to become a painter, and in fact would love someday to do this in full time. That being said, bills have to get paid, and you're not able to financially cover the expenses to live out your dream right now. So, you take a job that pays all the bills, yet it is clear that this does not lead you to becoming a professional painter. If you take this job, you're entering into a willful compromise, which could be lovely in that it provides you all that you need financially so you can save, invest, hone your skills on the side, all those things. However, it comes with a caveat that you should not look to this job as a way of advancing your painting career. That's just not its purpose. So if you then choose to put energy towards resentment to the employer because they're not giving you the opportunities to paint as part of your job, it does not get you further towards your ultimate goal of becoming a painter. And in fact, it can actually jeopardize that path because your employer might decide you're not a team player and fire you. It's not the employer's fault here in that he did not hire a painter. He or she. This seems straightforward, yet so often we enter into a compromise knowing it is a compromise, but then we get frustrated, sad, or resentful that we're not able to be truly authentic. The key here is not to forgo your desire for authenticity, but rather direct your energy to honoring that compromise and separately continuing your path of authenticity. What do I mean by that? In the painting example, if you decide to take a job for money when you really want to paint full time, it does not mean to place your painting dreams on hold. It is even more critical that you don't lose your dream of becoming a painter, but rather find ways to continue to incorporate this into your life, external to your job. Perhaps in the evenings you paint a little bit. Perhaps you take a class in painting that interests you. Perhaps you approach local businesses to see if they're interested in showcasing your work. However, when you go to your job, your focus is just on that in order to continue to get the benefit of financial stability. This can actually be incredibly freeing, as sometimes entering into those compromises takes the pressure off of turning an elephant into a duck. And so you can just enjoy each experience with its own strength and power. I think the person who talks to this best is the devil herself. And that, I speak with total adoration, is to Meryl Streep in her role in The Devil Wears Prada. In this final scene, she lets Anne Hathaway know that Anne is not a powerless victim, but rather making a conscious choice to compromise her authenticity. Here's the clip right before Anne Hathaway throws her cell phone dramatically into the Paris fountain, which in itself is a weird thing to do because she has to probably call her hotel or airline to make some changes. So listen to this clip now.
I couldn't do what you did to Nigel, Miranda. I couldn't do something like that. But you already did. To Emily.
That's not what I...
No, that was different. I didn't have a choice.
Oh, no, you chose. You chose to get ahead. You want this life? Those choices are necessary.
But what if this isn't what I want? I mean, what if I don't want to live the way you live?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Andrea. Everybody wants this.
I love that movie. As of the death card, the intent and placement in the spread is so important. If we start with this card as the core place a person is right now, it would imply that they're most likely in a willful compromise, and yet struggling against that, not acknowledging that there was a deal that was made by them initially, and not feeling power in order to do anything about it. If this card is in the past position, it can talk to the fact that a person has decided to honor their authenticity, but perhaps is unsure of how to navigate the process without all the goodies that come from this clear structure. If this card is in an advice card, it might represent guidance to highlight how a person may feel powerless in a situation and yet is anything but. So while the devil card can freak people out when it appears, it is neither positive nor negative, as it is just about options available, but all from a place of great strength. We're going to take another quick break, get a little bit more hot tea. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing, I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Oh.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
I'm trying to find a way to understand, but
welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So before the break, we've been talking all day today about the scary cards. And this whole year is just shot by so fast. And I keep talking about the death card, and I realize I didn't talk about the death card for a very long time ago, although it feels like it was just a few weeks ago. So I thought, it, since I keep talking about the death card, since it is the quintessential scary-looking card, and yet it is anything but scary, I thought I would just talk a little bit about what that death card is. Because even though I always, on a daily basis, they're telling people about how this is not a scary card, and yet it's the card that people are fear the most when they get a tarot card reading. I got an embarrassing story to tell because I get that fear. I was having lunch with a friend of mine who was showing me a new app that she had on her phone on doing tarot card readings. And she said to me over lunch, she said, I'm going to pick a card for you based on this app. And so she hits a button, and then sure enough, the death card comes up. And she looks at me a little bit like, ooh. And I'm like assuring her, look, I'm a professional tarot card reader. I know this is not scary. It just means change. It's a positive card. She was very relieved that I wasn't worried about the death card. We went about our lunch. However, later I was saying to my friends with anxiety, oh no, she pulled the death card on me. What does this mean? So this is coming from me, who is constantly telling people this is not a scary card. So I totally get it when that death card comes up, how it can be a little bit off-putting. That being said, the death card is really not about anything scary. It has nothing to do with death, and absolutely nothing. It does completely deal with change, particularly the way that I look at tarot. As I said earlier in the show, I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. And it's just there to help guide and navigate your path forward by providing that guidance, clarity, and insight about things that you're dealing with in your life. So if this death card comes up, it talks about change. When things are changing, if you think about it, it can feel a little bit like a death. Even if the change is positive, it still means that one door is possibly forever closed. Now, in the Death card, again, I use the Rider-Waite tarot card deck, you see change in the form of death riding a horse through a town. It is so easy to put all your attention and focus on this image with its eerie look and its dominance of the card. I mean, come on. If you look at it, you'll see this guy riding the horse pretty much fills up the entire card. How can you not focus on it? However, change happens despite our actions so often, and there's so much about change that is outside of our power and control. We choose, however, whether we want to put our attention and energy into that which is outside of our power or not. Now, right now, there's a wall right next to me, and I'm putting my hand against the wall trying to get it to move. The more I engage my muscles, the more my brain gets the message that I'm actually doing something to move that wall. That being said, all that I'm doing is hurting my arm in the process. If I want to move further away from the wall, however, I do have power over whether or not I choose to move my chair. Sometimes this action seems almost too easy, and therefore we tend to disregard it in favor of putting our energy towards just moving the wall. To simply move the chair expends far less energy and gets me the result that I want, but it's actually not my first choice, which would be to push against the wall with gusto and determination. Ultimately, however, pushing against a wall, while understandable, can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, so it's just not the most effective use of energy. So what does this have to do with the Death card? While change is riding through town on the horse carrying a large flag with a rose on it, I choose to place my attention on the four individuals shown on the card that are facing change. Now, on the far left of the card is a man lying dead under the horse. Then going clockwise, there's a bishop begging and pleading with change. Continuing clockwise, there's a teenager who's turned away in denial. And then finally, clockwise is a young boy calmly facing change. These four individuals represent four different approaches on how to deal with change using your power. You can choose to play dead, which would mean something along the lines of, fine, go do your change. I guess my wants are not important at all. Another option is to beg change not to occur, which would look something along the lines of, I need a few more days, a few more months, a few more hours before I'm ready to engage in this change. I don't think I can handle this change now. Another option is to entirely deny changes even taking place. This would look something along the lines of, I don't see any change. Everything is fine. Everything is the same. And finally, the last option is to stay as present as possible, represented by the young boy who's calmly facing change straight on with the intent of asking, what do I need to know to ride this time of change through? This is ideally the healthiest choice to make. However, on a daily or even hourly basis, we may alternate amongst all four of these options. Try, if possible, to get to the place of being present in the change, asking others and yourself, what is it that you need in order to best ride this time of change through, knowing that it is going to be different for everyone. Now, this is a gray-looking card. There's just this gray-tinged color in the background. This is apt because times of change are always a little murky in that there's just so much that's unknown. However, change has a beginning, a middle, and an end, which is represented by the far right side of this card, where you see the beginnings of a beautiful sunrise. Now, because of my little cold, I'm going to do something unusual. I still have a little bit more to talk about with this Death card, especially where it comes up in a reading. But I want to rest my voice just a little bit more. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to finish up this Death card, talking all about that. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
place called Kokomo. That's where you want to go.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years, and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a four-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I am Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I'm so happy that Benny played that because that's where I was, where I probably picked up this big winter cold, which my voice has been suffering, and I had to even put on a repeat show last week because I had no voice. But I'm back, and we were talking right before the break about the death card. I just wanted to talk about how that death card, what it means in a spread. When the death card shows up in a reading, I place importance on its position. Perhaps the card was the root cause representing where we're at now as a result of the change that's taking place. Perhaps it's coming down the pike with our organic energy and we're putting it forth to the universe. Perhaps it's represented as advice, as how we see ourselves. Each of these intents would create a slightly different interpretation, all the while using intuition to help shed light on this time of change. What it's kind of unusual is that when I have a client come into my office who says that they've been dealing with so much change and they're expecting cards like the death card, the tower card, and the devil card to show up, they almost never do. And the reason for it is actually positive in that they're well aware that they're in the midst of change. So they're just trying to tap into intuition to find ways to access joy and develop a navigation system as they ride out the change. They've moved past the point of needing to embrace change itself. Now, this card is not solely for negative changes taking place. This time, what card will come up during amazing, wonderful changes. However, even positive changes can be unsettling in how you embrace this change. You know, change is always unsettling. As long as you focus on what is in your power and strength, just ride that time of change through. Again, your unconscious is on your side, wanting to be happy. You have all that power and strength right at your fingertips. So I can't believe this hour is over. Oh my gosh, I have so much more I need to say. But I want to thank everyone for tuning into our scary reading, scary looking cards show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show where I have Candace Covington on from the Chopra Center. So excited. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.